This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry, and in the annals of disgust and outrage, it would be hard to beat the latest statement from the man who claims to be the leader of the Nigerian insurgent group Boko Haram, who released a video late last week. Abu Bakr Shakou said 200 or so schoolgirls kidnapped back in April had been married off to Boko Haram fighters. Now, the Nigerian government continues to say that the group responsible for the abduction of the girls has agreed to a ceasefire and that the girls will be released. We asked someone to resolve this matter for us. Alexis Okewo is a freelance journalist who's been in and out of Nigeria reporting on Boko Haram. Alexis, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how are we to interpret this video? What does this marrying off mean? And why does the Nigerian government, which is experiencing a period of, real credibility right now because of their dealing with the Ebola crisis, why are they insisting on this ceasefire?
Well, unfortunately, this video confirmed a lot of observers' worst fears, because we were hearing from the Nigerian government that negotiations were taking place. We were hearing from the government of Chad that it was going on, but we didn't hear anything from Boko Haram. And a lot of analysts of Boko Haram had never heard of this man who was claiming to represent them. And then two days later, after the truce was announced, there have been multiple kidnappings of women and children, and attacks on villages. So basically, when the leader of Boko Haram, Abu Bakr Shakou, has been talking about the girls married off, it's something he's been saying since the girls were kidnapped in April. When Boko Haram kidnaps girls and young women, it's usually to serve as the sex slaves of its militants. And so I assume that that's what he means when he means marrying off. And it is very likely that these girls are spread out now among a vast area instead of all being held together in one place. And while the Nigerian government may have goodwill in terms of trying to get these girls free, it seems that what they're doing now is just too little too late. It seems that Boko Haram is no longer willing to negotiate for the release of these girls.
And what's the age range of these girls as far as we can tell?
From 14 to about 19, so very young.
And is there a proof of life expectation here in these negotiations where Boko Haram will be asked to either show that some of these girls are still alive or that these marriages have in fact taken place and they will show them paired up with some fighters or something like this? Is that the next step here? Or it seems as though the girls have just vanished.
Right. Well, the Nigerian government is not releasing any details of this alleged truce and what it will do on its behalf, which may include releasing, terrorists belonging to Boko Haram and other measures. It's being completely silent, but it's still maintaining that negotiations are still ongoing. So it's double speak we're hearing right now from both sides.
Alexis, would you say that Boko Haram has increased its ability to destabilize Nigeria, or have they simply just characterized the north, where they're powerful, as just that much more of a horror show that really doesn't affect what's going on in Abuja or Lagos?
No, I think they have increased their ability to wreak havoc on the whole country, because now they've attacked Abuja, the country capital, at least three times this year. And they've also staged a bombing in Lagos. So I believe their ability to wreak havoc throughout the country is only increasing, especially as they occupy several towns in the north, including the hometown of the man who announced the truce, who is the chief defense of staff. So as one analyst told me, he believes Boko Haram is winning.
And this could be the beginning of something that could get very, very ugly over the next several months. Alexis Okewo is a freelance journalist who's been in and out of Nigeria reporting on Boko Haram. Alexis, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.